Rogue Partners, this is Sarah speaking.
Yeah, hi Sarah. I'm after Stephanie Fannin, please.
She actually doesn't work Mondays, but she'll be back in the office tomorrow. Can I help with anything?
Yeah, please. So I went to a building in 423 Liverpool Road, Ashfield, this morning with Jeff.
Yeah.
Bassam Mansour is, I'm not sure, he's a new building manager. I don't know how it's working. I was told by Jeff it's his last day today.
Correct.
Nicholas, who used to look after that organization, organized an internet connection for the building.
Mm-hmm.
He sent an email today stating, please find out in regards for the Telstra bill, because the internet service for the building has been disconnected or temporarily suspended. So I sent an email to Stephanie, everyone within the organization, because I took it upon myself to find out what the issue is. And I found out that there is an outstanding amount of $8,333.20. Out of those 24 months of services, only one time the previous organization paid the bill of $756.
Right.
Now, Telstra put a request on the 11th of this month to cancel the service. Now, when you cancel a service, what Telstra does is they disconnect the service. They basically get the organization to pay the entire contract out, and they don't reinstate the service back. So I sent an email out stating that, just letting you guys know that I have now forwarded the invoice to reception@rookpartners.com.
Yeah.
I have associated Stephanie Fannin as the person that's going to be receiving the invoices. I did say, when you please call Telstra on 132-000 and inquire about billing, to let them know the previous organization did not forward the bills across to the new organization, therefore the bill couldn't be paid. So they will basically put a halt on to Telstra not to cancel the service.
Right.
So
okay.
If this doesn't get done, Telstra will cancel the service, disconnect the connection, and that won't be reinstated. Now, Bassam sent an email back. I tried calling him and it just went to voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
He just sent an email back to me saying, "Hi, service, as per Jeff Moses' email earlier today, unfortunately, Rook Partners cannot contact Telstra as we are not the authorized account holder. Winworth will need to contact Telstra directly to instate Stephanie Fannin as an authorized account access. My problem is, for Telstra to do that, you're looking at least 48 hours or maybe a week. I don't know how long Telstra would take in order to reinstate, and that depends on the previous representative as well. By that time, Telstra will cancel the service. So it is concerning in regards for it. What I did state to Bassam is, if Stephanie can basically send an email back to that chain to say, I would like to be appointed as an authorized rep on this account. Please advise what requirements I do need from Telstra in order to reinstate me. I can pass that across to the admin team within Telstra, and then they can provide all the information that you guys need in order to get that reinstated. So that's one thing, but someone definitely does need to call and pay this bill. Otherwise, your service will get disconnected, unfortunately.
Okay, I'm just trying to find the email train. What was your name, sorry?
My name is Savas from CDM Communications.
From CDM, okay.
I literally sent it to Stephanie approximately this morning.
Oh, did you send it to reception also, or only Stephanie?
No, only Stephanie.
Okay.
Do you want to forward it across to reception?
Yeah, if you forward it through to reception, then I can see it. I mean, I can respond to that email and ask if you can put me on the account. My name is Sarah Willoughby. I work with Stephanie. I'm just in the finance team, though. But
yep.
I'm the one who's going to be paying them, so it's fine for my name to be on there, and then we can add Stephanie later.
Whichever needs to be done, I'm happy in regards for it. I can change the name need be. It's a concern because the bill hasn't been paid, and once I found out on the 11th, it's on a request to cancel. If you guys can halt it, that will make life easier. I don't know what else I can do. Like, I'm trying to help not get the service disconnected, because that means you guys will be footing the whole bill with that service not even being utilised.
Yeah, Telstra's a pain to deal with, especially when you're not on the account. They don't give you any information. If you can just forward that through, I'll give you the reception email.
reception@rookpartners.com?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'll just forward that across.
Thank you.
So let me know if you have received it.
Hasn't come through yet. Might just take a couple minutes.
Do you know who George Villa is?
Yes, I know who George is.
He's also now been a George Villa and Jesse Chan. Like, I've dealt with a previous guy named Nicholas, but I heard that there was transitioning happen. And it was only just now that when I reached out to him saying, guys, what's happening in regards for your router? Someone's disconnected. I went on site today to find out. Hang on a second. And then when Jeff turned around, he goes, we never received the bill. And I go, oh, this service has been suspended. And usually for them to actually put it after 2 years to cancel the service is very unlikely for Telstra. They usually cancel the service within a year.
All right.
So I actually found out within back of house Telstra, my team, and that's with only the information that I only had, which was an ID number, because I never received the bill, so I don't know what it is. So I've actually found this information out. I was like, oh, wow. So they were quite shocked, but they're willing to help you guys out in order to at least get that restored, because to pay a $15,000 bill for a service not being utilised is a problem altogether.
Yeah, of course, that's a big problem. Okay, so I can see your email here. So what do I need to do? So can I respond to you and request that that my name is put onto the account so we can...
Yes.
Okay.
Just basically say, hi, service, please advise what requirements I do need in order to get my name and my organisation listed underneath this bill in order to pay this, and we can actually call Telstra in order to put a pause on the cancellation request, and then I can forward that across to my team to get that processed.
Okay, all right, I'll do that now.
Not a problem.
All right.
Thank you.
Cool. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.